Hello, dear ones, and welcome to my podcast, The Voice of Dharma, Cultivating Spiritual Wisdom. Wise ones have walked the earth since the dawn of time. They guided our way and taught us how to cultivate true wisdom and awaken to a reality of true freedom, love, compassion, clarity, and wholeness. This podcast is a sharing of this timeless spiritual wisdom. It's a blend of my own growing realization and awakening through many years of practice and study, and the continuation of all the wise ones, great practitioners, and great spiritual traditions that came before me and that I'm a continuation of. We are here to cultivate spiritual wisdom and to learn how to infuse every aspect of our life with it. This podcast is for everyone, regardless of age, color, creed, culture, or tradition. It's an open invitation to grow as a human being and as a soul. We will deepen our meditative capacity and spiritual intelligence, learn how to make use of this wisdom to address matters of daily life. We'll cultivate the most central insights pertaining to spiritual growth, and attempt to empower you to live a life filled with meaning, love, and wholeness, and to become a light unto yourself. In this spirit of love and true intention, let us dive right in. Hello there, and welcome to all my beloved listeners. I'm, as always, very happy and joyful to record yet another episode to share the Dharma. Today, the episode is going to be dedicated to a topic I find very, very relevant to everyone, and especially for those of you walking on the spiritual path, attempting to cultivate more consciousness, more inner stability and inner peace. Our topic is meeting confusion and doubt with stillness, something we're not really taught or used to in our society. But before I go any further, for those of you who are new to this podcast, we talk about cultivation of spiritual wisdom. This is an open or a free resource for learning what spiritual growth is, what spiritual maturity and awakening is, and what are the foundations that make it possible and applicable in our life. Together, we'll develop over time a stronger inner knowing, deeper meditation capacities, and even expand our spiritual insight and intelligence. Now, before we dive in, I want you to know about my free services to the community and how you can make use of them. So the first thing is that I provide 30-minute spiritual support. And this support meeting is aimed at providing spiritual clarity for anyone walking the spiritual path, or anyone who wishes to receive clarity about burning life topics from a perspective of spiritual wisdom, and or people dealing with the difficulties of aging and old age. These meetings are available once a month per person. The second thing I offer are online meditation practice groups. So I do them bi-monthly, and you're welcome to join me online with all the other Sangha friends and practitioners. We focus on silent meditation. How to apply? Simply contact me through the contact form on my website and let me know specifically what you'd like to apply to, the 30 minutes support or the online meditation or both. And I will then provide you with all the information. You can find the link to my website in the podcast description and the episode descriptions. Okay, my friends, so without further ado, let us dive deeper into what it means to meet confusion and doubt with stillness. Now, it's important to understand that a central part of spiritual practice and spiritual training is learning how to be comfortable with the uncomfortable, or how to embrace even the most uncomfortable or unsettling experiences. with a proper approach, and with a proper approach to discover and extract the often very powerful and meaningful lessons and gifts that are hidden within uncomfortable experiences. Right? So very often we are taught, we're conditioned to avoid discomfort and to try to make our life as comfortable as possible. Now, I'm not against comfort, right? It makes a lot of sense to want to feel comfort, but there's what we can call healthy discomfort on the one hand. And at the same time, if we simply observe life, and that's very, very important to observe life on the spiritual path, we will come to see that a big percentage of life and the way it shows up is through discomfort. Life is not comfortable most of the time. And we want to adapt to life. We want to adjust ourselves to life and to life's lessons and be able and capable of extracting the wisdom and the gifts that every life experience provides us with. And today specifically, I'll talk about meeting confusion and doubt with an energy of stillness and silence. Now, confusion and doubt are experiences that are often marginalized and perceived as wrong, right? If someone says they're confused or they're experiencing a lot of doubt, we often tag them as either psychologically imbalanced or bizarre or strange or even weak. But the truth is that so many of us feel confusion and doubt, whether we say it or not. That's the truth, right? We can show face. We can walk in the streets pretending as if we aren't, as if we're so clear and kind of all composed and having everything under control, but that's not really our reality. It's simply a matter of self-honesty, right? Whether we're willing to admit that a lot of the time we actually do not know. So confusion and doubt are not wrong, in fact. They are invitations to learn to be comfortable with what? With not knowing. And if you look closely at your life, you'll realize that there are many times in which you do not know. In fact, there's much more not knowing than knowing in our life. And unknowingly or unconsciously, because we do know that most of life, 99.9% of life, is not knowing, and again, we know that simply unconsciously. That's why we're trying to constantly create safety. We're constantly trying to know, and the way we're trying to know is by having physical safety and also psychological safety in the form of knowing things, or at least believing we know, right? When we step into a car, for example, we don't know, right, that we'll arrive to our destination safely. We trust, but we don't know. But we don't want to really take time to contemplate about that, because it's too unsettling and, in a sense, debilitating, right? But when we step on an airplane, most of us feel it. It's much more palpable. It's right there in our face. The very experience that is always present of not knowing, of having no control, is self-evident in that moment. Something about the experience of flying brings it across much more powerfully, right? Like there's no space left for doubt that there's no control. And that's the invitation. The invitation of confusion and doubt is to feel comfortable with not knowing. The thing is that we want to control experience. We really want to always know. We try to create a forced safety, So even when things aren't no, we try to impose either a certain action that is not organic in the moment, or we try to impose an idea or an opinion to fill the gap of not knowing, of having things perhaps a bit, you know, unsettled. We don't allow life to move, to change, and even rebirth us into a new potential, a new frontier that we're not yet aware of, that is not within the grasp of our own conscious mind, but something that's beyond our current perceived boundaries. Now, I really want you to take in what I'm going to say now, because it's a very healing statement. It is normal to be confused and doubtful. I'm going to say it again and really let it sink. Let yourself be in this receptive, meditative mode. It is normal to be confused and doubtful. After all, we know very, very little. In fact, we don't even know what we're doing on this planet. We simply one day wake up in a body and we just have to start kind of, you know, maneuvering and walking around and finding our place. But nobody really has an answer. Like, what are we doing here, right? There's so much mystery, so much unknown, and that's magic. So it is normal to have many questions and many uncertainties. I would even go as far to say that confusion and doubt can be a sign of intelligence. And to a degree, they're healthy. Not having any confusion and any doubt, to me, would signal that someone is extremely afraid to be open to life, to the reality of life. Right? So there's a lot of space for confusion and doubt in a life that is mostly made by the unknown. Being uncertain isn't weak. It is, as I already mentioned, it's a natural sign of openness to life. It is simply natural, period. It is an openness to new steps, right? How can I ever be open to something new if I'm basing it on the old? If I always know, if I'm always basing everything on certainty and safety, how can I ever step into something that is beyond my current knowing, my current understanding, my current level of development? I can't, right? So we must learn to sit there and embrace moments of unknown, moment of uncertainty, moment of doubt, moments of confusion, moments where things fall apart, where all the perspective is all our concepts, all our constructs, they simply collapse. This collapse doesn't have to be abrupt, but it can also be very abrupt, right? There's a whole range. And everything is welcome. Everything is welcome. And it's a wonderful opportunity for humbleness and receptivity. Right? And humbleness is not about, like, you know, being like walking like with a, you know, with your like a hunchback, you know? It's not about like diminishing yourself or belittling yourself or anything like that. Humbleness is an innocent openness of heart, heart-centered receptivity. That's what I wanted to say. Heart-centered receptivity. That's humbleness. It's admitting that there's so much I don't know, and I'm willing to open up and allow the moment, which is so rich with wisdom, intelligence, and love beyond my individual boundaries. And that moment can guide me and show me something new, something fresh. lead me into a new form of luminosity and growth. Confusion and doubt invite us to admit that we have reached the limit of the known, of our own known, the boundaries of our known, right? And we don't know what's next. We can approach this statement as if it's a problem, and that's what we've been conditioned to do. I don't know what's next. Oh, that's a problem. That's not okay. I should always know what's next. No, you shouldn't. Right? Especially someone walking on a spiritual path. Someone aspiring to be awake. It's beautiful and it's valuable to say, I've reached the limit of my known and I don't know what's next. And I'm curious and I'm open. And yes, this might be unsettling for a while. And sometimes it can be very unsettling. And still, even if it's extremely uncomfortable, I'm open, I'm listening, I'm willing to let this moment of confusion, of the collapse of what has been previously my ground, of this deep doubt, to let itself reveal to me what's next. So we are humble and are willing to listen beyond ourselves and receive a totally new inspiration and to beyond ourselves, the self, right? The limited self is the known, right? It's the contours of ourself are the contours of our known. And then we pierce through these contours and touch something beyond. So confusion and doubt are also opportunities to die to the past and be reborn into a new horizon, a new potential, just like the metaphor of a caterpillar turning into a butterfly. I mean, just imagine what a transformation. The caterpillar cannot imagine for the life of it that it will one day spread wings and fly. It's incredible. Now imagine if the caterpillar would want to stick to only the known and always stay in the cocoon, right? It would miss that wonderful opportunity that is embedded in it. Stillness and silence are ways to practice not moving away from confusion and doubt. Being intimate with them. Being intimate and comfortable with not knowing. Being comfortable and intimate with feeling your ground being shaken, right? Being comfortable with your known reference points being dismantled and staying there, kind of realizing, wait a second, this automatic reaction of the organism to feel fear of this moment, of such moments in general, is an automatic reaction, but in fact, there's nothing to fear of. So I can stay still and silent in the midst of confusion, of doubt, of uncertainty, and realize that nothing bad is happening. I'm not checking out. Rather, I'm staying close and I'm letting the doubt and the confusion and the uncertainty, I'm letting them take me into a new journey. No need to rush for a quick fix. No need to rush for an immediate solution. There's a better solution that will arise from the moment itself, from the very listening itself. And it might not arise right away. Not a problem. It might take a few hours, a few days, a few weeks, a few months. It doesn't matter. I stay put. I don't need to know prematurely. Everything happens in the right timing. So it's important to learn to feel that there's no danger excuse me, there's no danger in not knowing. There's no danger in confusion and doubt. In fact, it can even be exciting. And excitement can exist alongside of a sense of discomfort. Yes. Isn't that incredible? We're complex beings. We can feel uncomfortable. It can be uncomfortable to not know, and it's okay. I acknowledge that. I'm not saying it always is comfortable not to know. But it can also be exciting. And that excitement really stems from a deep part in our soul and being that are open to always grow beyond their current limitations, beyond their current boundaries. And who said anyhow that we always need to be comfortable? I mean, I love watching athletes. I love training in the gym. I love training table tennis. I'm a very sporty guy, and I love watching athletes. I mean, and any real athlete will tell you that to achieve great things, great goals, you know, one spends lots of time in discomfort, right? And I mean, you don't have to, you know, only look at athletes for that. Many, many professionals are going to tell you the same. And, you know, I just watched the other day, The World's Strongest Man. He's pretty well known. His name is Brian Shaw. I really like him. He's really sweet. And he often wears a shirt that says, "Embrace the grind." And I love it. I really love this sentence because we should also embrace the grind, right? And our grind on the path, on the spiritual path, comes in the form of confusion and doubt. That's one form, right, that the grind comes in. And then the magic happens. And embracing in our context means staying still, quiet, and non-reactive. We don't intervene. We give a space for everything to be seen. All our immediate reactions, right? Trying to hold on to the old and the old reactions and trying to kind of like find answers within our memory banks and so on. We let all the reactions appear, but we don't do anything with them. We stay non-reactive to our reactions, and we simply stay there and sit in the unknown. It's incredible to let the structures of our mind collapse. The structure of the known, all the reference points. And that's incredible because that's how the fake self falls apart. And the real self, right? If we want to call it self, it's not really a self in that sense, but the real existential element of what we are shows itself. And it's really alive, right? It's really real. So we stay open and curious, and we agree to not know and to simply wait. We say, okay, I don't need immediate answers because I know that my safety is in my silence and not in knowing something. Remember this. This is a very, very crucial point to meditate on. That's the key. Our safety is in the ground of silence and not in the knowing. Not in the knowing of a certain piece of information. It goes against what we've been taught and conditioned as humanity for the longest time. But it's the deeper truth. So we listen with stillness and silence to our confusion. We listen, we sit with them in meditation. We embrace them intimately. We stay close. We don't run away. And we allow them to reveal the next step in their own natural and organic timing. And it all happens with love and with trust. And then the miracle happens. Confusion and doubt stop being our enemies and become our close friends, teachers on the path, guides who help us grow evolve and mature. And very often, take us into horizon we never have even dreamed of. And that's really the gift. So I hope this episode gave you more clarity about how confusion and doubt can become a catalyst for growth and spiritual maturation, and how embracing them with stillness and silence can strengthen your spiritual roots. And as always, I hope this episode also strengthened your ground of spiritual wisdom a little more. And remember that you can make use of my free community services mentioned in the beginning of the episode. All you need to do is to contact me directly through my website for more information. Okay, my dear friends, I wish you well. And as always, I'll see you in the next episodes. Thank you, dear friend, for listening along. I hope that this episode inspired you and helped cultivate the seed of true wisdom within you. Such cultivation is the most precious investment you'll ever make in your life. So keep listening and keep growing. If you feel touched and empowered by this podcast, kindly consider sharing it with other friends, family members, and people so they too can benefit from such precious knowledge. Thank you again for being here with me, and may you always keep growing.